Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Happy to be out tonight.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Let's all stand, if you will. Lord, before him in prayer this evening. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we gather once again, Lord, we come in thy precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we just appreciate all you've done for us, Lord. And Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, we think about it all day long, but Lord, we can't think of ways to, Lord, to ever repay you for what you've done for us. Lord, for dying for us on that cross, Lord. Lord, it should be on our hearts and minds every day, not once a week, once a year. Lord, we're so appreciative. Lord, just have your way in this service. Everything said and done. Be for your glory, your honor. Lord, we'll always give you the glory and honor you deserve.
Yes, Lord.
In thy precious name, the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Only believe, page 374. Lead me to Calvary. Amen. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Oh, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels and robes of light arrayed, guard us thee while I slept. Oh, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy. Lest I forget thy. stuck out to me. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for Thee.
Yes.
He gave up so much for us. Amen.
Yes.
Our little capstone life books, page 24. I'd like to try a new song here. Amen. Here I am to worship. Light of the world, You step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore You. Hope of a life spent with You. Oh, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly You came, the earth You created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Light of the world, You step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart to adore You. Hope of a life spent with You. Oh, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether worthy, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly You came to the earth You created, all for love's sake became poor. Oh, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Amen. Is He wonderful to you?
Amen.
Amen. Came down and bore that for us, me and you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 619, and only believe. He's done so much for us, saints. On our mind every day. Amen. What would I do without Him? What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. Lord, I just couldn't walk this world alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He is my water. I couldn't make with arms all about me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Now when my tears flow like a river and my burdens are high as a mountain, and when the one that I counted all had led me there, oh, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one I could depend on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen with arms all about me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Oh, when I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen with arms all about me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's so true. Feel helpless without him. Amen. I'm so thankful for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Amos, would you take up the offering this evening?
Amen.
Always, when you need someone to talk to, always there. Amen.
Brother. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly without Jesus, what would I do? Lord, thank you so much for thy mercy and thy grace.
Praise God.
Thank you so much, Lord, for all you've done for us. We give you all the glory and praise this name, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity you've granted to us to gather around your precious word with our brothers and sisters once more, Lord. May we not take it for granted, Lord. May we climb a rung higher in you this night. Lord, as we come to this portion, once more we ask that you bless this offering. May it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask in your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. When I need someone, I'm sorry. When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms all about me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Amen. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody got a need on their heart tonight? Raising your hand. Amen. Just keep it on your heart as we take the request before him. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again.
Yes.
Lord, as you know already, Lord, we're a very needy people.
Yes.
Lord, we humbly come before you. Lord, we ask you, Lord, just to dip your love, Lord, greater in our hearts. Lord, dip revelation greater in our hearts, Lord. That's more needed in this day, Lord, than any healing, any money, anything in this life, Lord. It's more important. And Lord, we ask you to grant it to us according to your perfect will. Lord, so we may go out and be a light unto the world that you are alive today. Lord, they put you in the ground so many years ago, but Lord, 3 days later, you rose again, Lord, and we can fill you with us tonight. Lord, you're living in our hearts today, oh God, and we're so thankful. Lord, without you, where would we be, oh God? Lord, we love and appreciate you tonight. Lord, we have many needs, Lord, and Lord, you know how to meet it. Lord, each and every one of us, Lord, just depend on you now, Lord, to grant it according to your perfect will. We'll always give you the glory and the honor and the praise that's due unto you. Lord, never let us fail. Lord, you've done an awful lot for us, Lord. Never let us let you down. Lord, we just appreciate you now. We ask you to have your way in the remainder of the service. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. Lord, bless the speaker as he brings forth the word. Make it easy. Lord, and open our hearts, Lord. Open our eyes so we can see what you have for us this night. Lord, and we just give you all the glory, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask and pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. He's wonderful, saints. Amen. Can you imagine a day without him?
Oh, my. Terrible.
You get up in the morning, you just feel that comfort. And you know, regardless what comes, he's right there with you. Amen. Anybody got a song in their heart tonight? Amen. Anything you want to say? Amen. Amen. Anybody at all? Sister Grace? Yes. Amen. He lives.
He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me.
Precious he is.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, to be here this evening. Lord, together with saints of like precious faith.
Yes.
And Lord, just together around your word, Lord, and to let it speak to our hearts. Lord, though it may seem as simples can be. Lord, you put every word into these pages for a reason. And Lord, we just humbly ask that you open our eyes, Lord, and give us revelation of that precious word. Lord, just make it help strike something in our hearts a little greater. And Lord, may we press a little harder. And Lord, just give you all that we can give you of ourselves, Lord, and let you have your way. We ask your blessings upon your word, Lord, and just ask you to have the preeminence in the remainder of this service. And we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for it. In the precious holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, he lives. Amen. So thankful to be out this evening.
Yes, amen.
Just got a little exhortation on my heart. Amen. Just pray that it'll help someone along life's way. Amen. But while you're standing, we'll turn over to Luke, the 16th chapter, and read the 16th verse. Amen. So thankful for what God is doing for us. And you know, we thank him for the message of Sunday, and you see the seriousness of the hour, and may that truly be a sobering effect on us. And may it truly cause us to draw closer to God and cause us to cry out and see that where we're at. And that's what we want to talk about just a little bit this evening. Amen. Let's just read here in the 16th chapter and that 16th verse in the book of Luke. The law and the prophets were until John. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. What a wonderful thing.
Yes, amen.
But you know, we can't even press unless he gives us the desire to press.
Right.
And how, in the age we're living, how much more predestination is magnified.
Amen.
And how truly you see how great our God truly is.
Yes,
and you know, I was just thinking, as you look in the springtime, and spring's always a beautiful thing, and you see the flowers and the trees. But I just couldn't help but think of that force that pushes that sap back up every tree, pushes them blooms out on every flower, and it all comes right back around to the glory of God. And how that same press is burning in the true elected heart. There's a press there. There's an urgency. And it's growing greater as we look around us and we can see by the signs of the time in the land where we're standing. We see how it's all shaping up and coming around full circle. And we see, we can read in the scriptures, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The days of Sodom and Gomorrah, we see it, and what a day we're living in. But down in the heart of that little bride, there's something burning. And God is watching over his little elected, and each and every one he ever saw in his mind, they're getting ready to leave this world. Might be a young one, might be an old one. It doesn't matter, and it may not be everyone that sits in the same building together. But God has chosen his elected, and they're filling a draw in their heart.
Yes.
And it's pulling them, pressing them.
Hallelujah.
But I'd like to turn over here to Luke 19th chapter and read a very familiar little, we'll call it a story, but it was put there for a reason. Amen. Chapter 19 in the first chapter of the book of Luke. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. And he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste. Amen. God spoke to him. Amen.
Amen.
He made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
Yes.
And you know, Brother Branham dramatized that a lot in his sermons. And he used that. But how true it is. Zacchaeus there, is Brother Branham talked about his wife praying for him. And how there was something down inside of him began to stir about this man named Jesus. And how that press became so great in his heart. To see him for himself, to see who he was. He let no obstacle. There was nothing. He didn't care how goofy he looked, climbing up on top of a trash can or whatever he had to use to get up there. where he could truly get a look at that man. And you know, there was a press in him. There was something working down on the inside of him that wasn't working in nobody else. But there was something down inside of him that was driving him with a force. He had to. He had to get there. He had to see. And then he got there where he was, and then to realize that he couldn't see because of the people and he was short. And there's still something in there looking around with an urgency. I'll find something. I'll find some way to see this man. And how that just striking, that the urgency that came in him to see that. Something driving him. And how, as you can go through many examples in the Bible and see where that urgency began to take place in a people's heart. Maybe it was because their child was dying. And an urgency drove them to forget their pride. It caused them to forget everything to get to Jesus Christ. Amen. There was an urgency in a woman that had a blood issue one day. She did all she could. She did all of herself she could do. But there was a press in her. An urgency. Nobody could stop her. Do you know how many people must have been around Jesus that day? But she made it through because there was something. She was predestinated to reach the hem of that garment. Zacchaeus, he said, come down, for today I must abide. How many people was surrounding Jesus the day that he looked up in that tree? How many people was right there wanting to know who he was, maybe trying to do all they could, ask him questions? But one predestinated seed somewhere, he came for that one. And how every word of God is the exact same way. Every message that comes may only be to catch one predestinated seed. The word might be delivered, and there might be millions sitting here that one message preached, but it'll only catch the attention of one of God's elected few. Amen. But God knows exactly when to send a message. He knows exactly when to send his word, and it comes to pass exactly the way he said it. Amen. But how we live in a day where that urgency is fading out. People hear messages, they hear the word, there's no desire. Amen. And how we see, as the scripture says, it'll be very, very, very few, as Brother Branham said. If we see that day approaching, we see it is here. And we see all around us, and we see the signs, as our brother brought the message Sunday, how fitting it is and how close it is. And how that ought to drive an urgency into our heart. Lord, do I line up with every word? I might have been in this message for 50 years. I might have been in this message for 1 year, but is my life hidden in the pages of this precious word? Is there a vindication in my life, Lord? This shows that I just didn't join a church. I didn't just get baptized when I was 9 years old and I've said I'm born again and I've went to church all my life and I can tell you all there is to tell you about this message. But how much of that message is living in me? How much of a reality do I have in my life of what God said would be in that bride in this last age? Is it burning? Is there an urgency taking place in our hearts and in our lives? You know, I want to read something here in the message, or this is in the Church Age book, just a little quotation Brother Branham made here in the, this is, it's on page 45 in the New Church Age book there that we've got, the one, the reprint, and down to the bottom of the page, it's paragraph 27, he says, and he was speaking of John, he said, and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet, Revelations 1:10, John was in the spirit when he saw that great and wonderful day of the Lord Jesus and all his holy power. The future was about to unfold, for God was about to teach him. And John did not say it was a trumpet, it was like a trumpet. And when that trumpet is blown, it has an urgency about it. It is like the herald, the king's messenger, coming to the people. He blows on a trumpet, it's an urgent call. The people gather together to listen. And Israel was always assembled by the sounding of a trumpet. Something important is at hand, listen to it. So this voice had the same urgency of appeal as did the trumpet, clear and strong. It was startling, awakening. Oh, that we might hear the voice of God as a trumpet in this day, for it's the gospel trumpet sounding forth the word of prophecy to make us aware of and be prepared for what is coming upon the earth. And oh my, how more than ever you can hear the sounding of that trumpet. But oh my, many ears have become deaf to that sound. The reality is gone. But oh my, there ought to be a people raising up on the scene that, oh, there's an urgency in her heart to see every word manifested and fulfilled in her life. Amen. It's time that the things of the world is growing strangely dim. They're not trying to soak up all they can get a hold of, not trying to turn back from where they've come, But moving forward, looking past those things which are behind, and moving forward to what God's got for us, pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. The time is here, brothers and sisters. We can see that sign's coming. We see it. That rapture's fixing to take place. Someone's going to leave this earth and all take a heavenly journey. And we want to make sure that by God's grace, we are in that number. And that's why we gather here every service. That's why I can't wait to get here when the doors are open. That's what the hunger and the drive that drives me here. Not to be seen, not to come and hear beautiful singing, but there's a reality in my heart. God is going to speak to me through His precious word. And it doesn't matter how many people has heard the same word and never could live it, never could bring it to pass. But if God is speaking to me and there's a drive in me, then He will bring me to what no one else could achieve. Because God predestinated a chosen few individuals that's got an individual experience with Him. And if you don't have that, and you still feel the call in your heart, run while there's yet mercy to still get to where He wants you to be. Amen. Anything, feed it. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. But as God, as that little Zacchaeus who was a little man, and look what he went through. Different ones that had to go through Jairus as his daughter was dying. He knew, Brother Branham said, he knew he would be put out from amongst his group of friends. But oh, he didn't care. He ran and got him. Oh, pray my daughter's dying. But look at God answered a desperate heart. And oh my, the urgency is ringing out. Lord, where do we stand today? There's many things drawing our attention. Many things that's pulling this way and that. But may we focus our attention. Many voices in the land. This church says it's this way. That church says it's this way. This brother's got the revelation over here. That brother's got a revelation over there. But we don't care about no one's revelation, but exactly what God is revealing to me. And I know it's coming off the pages of this precious word. Not making excuses for any kind of a situation in our life, but me and crying out to God to overcome and to be what He would have us be. Amen. Amen. Let me see. Amen. Let's go over here to, this is in the message, the harvest time. Preached on page 27, 12:12-64. And this is about paragraph 174. And he's speaking here. He says, Peter on the day of Pentecost, when this was all noised abroad, and they was all shouting and praising God, he said, men and brethren, what can we do to be saved? Peter said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and your children, and to them that's afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. And that's the part I want to find myself in. The ones that our Lord our God shall call. And earth, to them that's far off, heavens and earth will pass away, but that word will never fail. You Pentecostals pay no attention to the Methodist, Baptist, or Presbyterian. You know that was for every generation, and you pressed into it, certainly. Now, don't just stop pressing right there. Just keep on pressing, see? That's where the Methodists made their mistake. They pressed into sanctification, but stopped. Lutheran pressed into justification and stopped. And then it organized, and there it dies at the end of it. That's all of it. But watch now as we hurry up through. When the Spirit of truth has come, He will teach you all things whatsoever I've taught you, oh my, bearing all remembrance to you of what I've said to you, all remembrance, and He will show you things to come. He will vindicate every word, confirming the word with signs following. Everything that He promised, that God promised in the Bible, if you'll turn loose from every creed and everything else and hold on to that word, God is obligated to take care of His word. And so when they did this, the word vindicates itself. And how we need to search our hearts. Search and make sure that we're not holding on to a creed that we've created. It's okay for me to hold on to this one item. It's okay for me to hold on to this. As our pastor was speaking, some want to hold on to their TV so they can watch their ball games. And hold on to that and think, oh, this is okay because we only bring it out for this occasion. And they miss the whole point of what God was trying to show us. And how we each one should be searching our hearts and life. Lord, am I holding on to something of this world that needs to be cut loose? And that's what the messages ought to be doing. That urgency ought to be coming in our hearts. Lord, what do I need to cut away from? What's taking my time more than what you have for me, Lord? What have I given myself over to? But oh, don't stop pressing just because you got to a message church. Don't stop pressing just because you got a good feeling. But oh, press till you can see the vindication of that life in you. Amen. Till you see that word being made real and alive. Hallelujah. Amen. This is in the message, Modern Events Made Clear by Prophecy, December 6, 1965, paragraph 301. Now looky here, my friend. What if you would have lived in the days when you heard John preach?
Yes.
What if you would have lived in the days when Jesus was here? Whose side would you have took? Mm-hmm. If you'd have lived in Jesus, remember, if you'd have lived back there, it would be just like it is now. The same Jesus is making himself known by his word. See, it's very unpopular. And oh my, may God open our eyes to see that that same Jesus is here today making that same word real. Amen. But let me tell you, I'm not trying to tell people to leave church, but I want you to go to church. Don't forsake to assemble yourselves together. But what I'm trying to tell you to do is to press into the kingdom of God. Get these things, the world, church, Pentecostals. You people are getting too worldly. You're getting too much of the world. It's just easy. You keep watching televisions and all these things. The way they're doing all this. The first thing you know, the seminaries, the schools are beginning to compromise here and there, this and that and the other. The first thing you know, it's got to go come that way. The Pentecostal church has been my greatest support. I can't say nothing against it, but that's why I cry out, my brethren, get out. You don't have the meetings that you used to have. The people are not like they used to be, but Jesus Christ is the same. Let's move into him. And amen, the same blessings that's always been underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit is still here today, just as real as it was for that genuine elected seed. And let's press into that. Let's get more of that in our hearts and our lives. More of a jubilation in our hearts. More of a worship. More of an urgency to be here, to hear the precious word, and to see it take my life over. Oh, if we would only yield more to that and to worry less about trying to put money in our pocketbook or to try to have the best of this and that over there and try to get over here to get that. But oh, if we just let God speak to our hearts and truly yield ourselves to him, he will add whatever we need unto us.
Yes.
Amen. But oh, that little elected, she's just like these trees that's blooming now, that she can't help herself. There's something within her that's greater than she is. And it's pressing. It's pressing aside all those things of the world. But oh, it's not happening to everyone, but to a chosen few. An elected few God's seen in his great mind. And may we find ourselves in that number. Amen. Here in the message. Amen. Let me see here. Hallelujah. This is in the message, Souls That Are in Prison, over on page 50. Brother Brandon speaking, he said, the people will laugh at this message. It's all right. It'll be past turning back one of these days. Go on. Just be a church member. Cut off your hair. Bob, paint your face. Go on, take Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we must be wise enough to place every word into that line. One word short, that's all it's going to take for us to miss out on our heavenly goal.
Yes,
and that's the piece that we've got to see. So many's happy to join church. I'm a good person. I don't cut my hair. I wear dresses. I do all this. But it's every word we must come in tune with. Every word. He says, if you want to do that, make three gods, be a heathen, go on. Stick to your organization. Do so if you want to. Say, I danced in the spirit. I spoke with tongues. I got it. I've seen devils do the same thing. I've seen witches speak in tongues and interpret it. Write in unknown tongues and interpret it. Who drank blood out of a human skull and called on the devil and danced in the spirit. The Mohammedans dance in the spirit like that until they can take splinters and run it under their fingers and take a lance and run it up through their face like that and pull it out. And not even a drop of blood will come out. But the Indians will walk on fire barefooted, 3 foot deep, 4 to 3, 4 foot across, and blow wave coals till they're white hot and never get a scorch on their feet and deny there is such a thing as Jesus Christ. No, no, friend. It's the word that tells it. The people and the word has got to be one. Jesus and the word was the same. He was the word. And when Jesus lives in a human being, that makes him and the word the same. And your life tells what you are. Now let's just look in God's looking glass and say, how do I look this morning while we pray? Amen.
Yes, amen.
And may that truly be our desire. Keep your eyes on God's word, not on what everybody else has to say about it. Not what everybody else is doing. God's calling individuals. You young people may run into another young person and they may tell you, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and their life ain't got nothing to back up what they said. You don't have to believe that. But take God at his word and he'll vindicate it to you just the way that he said it. And it'll show forth in your life. Hey, man, will you speak in tongues? I don't know. Will you dance in the spirit? I don't know. But will your life vindicate God's word down to the T? Yes, it will. Every word will be manifested and vindicated out through you. Hey, man. But that's what we're looking for, saints. Looking for a reality in the message that we have. not in somebody else, but in our own life. Making sure that we're toeing the mark. Making sure that I see that it's called me from the things of the world and into that glorious light. That I see that vindication. Oh, my saints, we're living in a dangerous time. People were going to go on. You know, it's like the world events. You know, they think our president we have now is doing such a good job, and he seems to be doing a fine job at what he's doing. But, you know, and he's met with all these world leaders and things. But, you know, the Bible says when they say sudden peace, then sudden destruction cometh upon. And how the economy looks like it's growing, it looks like things are just moving so fine. But we know God's word said, oh my, don't we know where we're standing. Of the time and the seasons, brethren, I don't need to write unto you. For you yourself know plainly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And oh, we can truly see we're standing at that time. Amen. But oh my, don't so many people, they think, oh, it's the time to build. It's the time to buy. This is it. This is where we're at. And oh, he's going to come. Amen. Amen. Catch that waiting bride away. May we keep our eyes upon him. Yes. Focused. Amen. This is in the Message Desperation on page 28. This was preached September 1st, 1963, paragraph 136. Jared one time had a little daughter that was dying. He was a borderline believer. He believed Jesus, but he was afraid to confess it because they'd put him out of the synagogue. But the doctor come one morning and said, she's dying now. Desperation set in. He couldn't afford as his position to be caught with the Jesus of Nazareth because he would lose his position as a priest. But I tell you, when the emergency come, it throwed him to desperation. I can see him hunting for this little preacher's coat and hat, slipped it on. Here he come down through the crowd, pressed around where the woman just touched his garment and so forth, and they was all shouting. He went in, Master, my little girl's laying at the point of death. Master, Master, my little girl's laying. You'll just come lay your hands on her, she'll live. Oh, my desperation makes you say things sometimes, makes you do things that puts you to action. His daughter was saved by the desperation. Let's be desperate. Like that little woman with the blood issue, the Bible said she had spent all of her money with the physicians, and yet they couldn't help her. And she had started in time of menopause to flooding and a blood issue, and it wouldn't stop. That maybe they'd sold the farm, the mules, the horses, whatever it was, and nothing could help her. And their priest had told her never go around such as that, but one morning she looked down, and she lived up on the bank. And up there where her farm was, she had seen a great bunch of people gathering around a man down there, and they said, what is that? They said, that's Jesus of Nazareth. Desperation set in. She said, I'm kind of insignificant, but if I can only touch the border of his garment, I'll be made well. And she passed by every critic and everything else. But then she got to that spot, she touched his garment in desperation. Let me jump over here. And it drove her into such desperation, so she took part of her... No, I'm sorry. And he turned, he said, who touched me? And they all denied it. But he looked around, he was possessed with a great gift of God. He was God, and he found that little woman and told her the blood issue had stopped. Desperation drove her to do that. And he says here, amen, we'll stop right there. But I want you to look at how the effects that it had, the urgency when it come to that point. Yes, and you know, I was driving down the road today in an area where there's a kind of a speed trap. You kind of come around, the speed limit drops. And it kind of caught my attention. I was kind of meditating on the Lord as we was driving down through there. And there was a highway state patrolman. I seen him flip. And he turned his lights on, and there was me and a couple other cars. And, you know, just automatically looked down at my speedometer to see how fast I was going, made sure I had my seatbelt on. And you can see all these other cars, brake lights, and just making sure. And that's just how sudden. We come up on it like that. And that's just how sudden the day of the Lord's going to happen, just like that. And then it's going to be too late to check our seatbelt. Check, see if I got this, where's my speed at then? It's too late. Now's the time. And how sudden that happened. That's just how sudden it's going to be in the twinkling of an eye. And at time's going to be no more. May we run while we have time. May we pay attention to the precious word as it comes forth while we have time. May we give it our all in its dedicated place. And make sure that this is more important to me than anything else in this life. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. Here in the Church Age book also. This is on page 361 in here, paragraph 143. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Every age ends with the same warning. It is the constant plea that the churches listen to the voice of the Lord. In this age, the plea is even more insistent than in former ages. For in this age the coming of the Lord truly draweth nigh.
Yes.
And the question would perhaps arise, if there is another age beyond this one, why the urgency? The answer lies herein. The last age will be a short one, a quick work of consumption. I think I said that right. And not only is this so, but one must always remember that in the eyes of God, time is so very fleeting. Yea, 1,000 years, but a day. And if he is coming within a few hours, as he views time, then he surely must warn us with all urgency. And his voice must continually sound in our hearts to be ready against that coming. Oh, there are so many voices in the world, so many problems and needs crying for attention. But there will never be a voice so important, so worth attending, as the voice of the Spirit. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And may we truly take heed to what we're hearing. May we truly give God his rightful place in our hearts and in our lives. Oh, you say, what's that got to do with Easter? It's got a lot to do with Easter. Because he lives, and that resurrected life in me proves that he's alive and living today. Oh my, what a joy ought to be in our hearts when we can truly see that there's a desire burning to see this word made real, made alive. Not a desire to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. There's something driving inside of us greater. Your mom and dad can't put that in you. No man can hunger in himself for that. But that drive comes only from God. A God-given cry to reach out in the Spirit. Truly driving us to that place where he can have the full satisfaction in our life. But oh, may the urgency and may the attitude be, it don't matter what I got to do, Lord. I want to be right where you want me to be. You're calling me, Lord. I feel that draw in my heart. I feel that little spark, Lord. I feel that conviction burning. Lord, let me give it all to you. Don't let me be so stuck up as many of the Pharisees were and talk and say, ah, that's not for me. But let us humble ourselves down and say, Lord, give me my portion, Lord. Show me where I'm short now, Lord. Don't let it be too late. Let me make sure that everything is in the exact position that it has to be to take that flight. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Amen. Hallelujah. I think there's a little course. Amen. So we get ready to ask our brother to come. Amen. Amen. Saints, we're living in a sober time, but yet a serious time.
Yes.
And may we truly give it our all. Amen. Page 266 in our Only Believe books. Let's sing this before our pastor comes. Amen.
God sent his Son. They called him Jesus.
The future and life. glad he lives? Amen. I'm so glad that I can see him living in me. Amen. That's the reality. Is he living in you? Can you see it? Can we see the reality of every word being made real? There's a desire burning. Amen. That's what we're after. Each one of us. Not what somebody patted me on the back and told me, you're doing all right. No, but what I can see God revealing in me, to me, his person. Amen. It's good to shake the pastor's hand and say, brother, I'm doing good. But it's even better when Jesus Christ, who's looking down and sees our hearts and knows all about us. Amen. And he says, well done. Amen. Pray God continue to mold me. Continue to give me your word, Lord. And to continue, let me be humble and open my eyes to everything, Lord, that I maybe something I thought I understood. But Lord, give me the grace to make sure that it's a reality and living in me. Amen. As our brother comes, sing it again. Because he lives,
I can praise tomorrow.
Can face tomorrow. You know, tomorrow we may have to face some terrible things, maybe some things we don't know about at this time. But always remember, through Jesus Christ, we can face it all. Amen. It's, you know, it's like a little song we've sang before. He's God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. Amen. It's regardless of what's going on, he's still God. And he still looks after our soul. He looks after our life. If he watches over the little sparrow and takes care of that, what about us? You see? So we ought to be thankful for what God's doing for us. Amen. So appreciative. So thankful we could be here tonight for refreshing words. Amen. We're so thankful for that. But keep pressing on, saints. Press on like you never have before. As Apostle Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, oh, we're so thankful for that press that's in our hearts. And we was thinking about little Zacchaeus, Lord, as our brother was reading about that. And here he pressed his way to get to that tree and get up there in that tree. And here he thought he was unseenable and didn't think anybody ever noticed him. But yet, you noticed him up there. And Lord, and maybe the critics would say, well, I would have noticed that. Human being, something moving up in a tree, you know. But the thing greater than that is Zacchaeus. He knew his name. He knew all about him. And yet here was little Zacchaeus, Lord. He was, you know, some people think maybe, well, he was a fine gentleman and everything, but he was a sinner. And Lord, he owed people money back, and where he cheated them a little bit and done a few shady deals, you know. But yet, our Lord Jesus seen something special about him. And I can't help but to think, Lord, there was something by your mercy and grace that you seen special about us. We were shady, Lord. We were nothing and no good and done many things in our life that wasn't right. But Lord, you was looking further than that. You seen what you placed down in the inside of that little flesh body, a part of yourself. And Lord, it makes us so thankful, so appreciative for that press, that desire that you placed within our hearts. For blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. And Lord, you've kept that promise all the way through, and you'll continue to keep it, Lord. And we appreciate that so very much. So we thank you, Lord, for the words we've heard tonight, and pray again that you'll bless each one as we part from this little place and bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry, and give us strength, Lord, for our bodies, and Lord, watch over us and guide us And Lord, above all, give us the desire. Lord, make sure that desire is right to be here. That, Lord, it'd be like that prophet said, that, oh, we couldn't wait for those doors open, and we'd want to be there. Oh, God, we appreciate you now. Bless us, guide us, and lead us in your holy, precious name. Bless, again, Lord, our precious brother. He's drove so far this evening. Just make it an easy trip for him, Lord, and a joyous trip. Just have your way now in all things. In your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Well, this Sunday I was planning on having foot washing communion, but I think we'll move it for a couple weeks because we want to make sure Brother Samba can be here and there's going to be some away. So I think we'll wait for foot washing communion Sunday after, or let me get this right, two Sundays after the Sunday. So just kind of keep that in mind. And Lord willing, we'll be here Sunday. Those that still will be here, and pray God will bless you. Amen. And
amen.
We'll press on.
Amen.
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 Press on with the message.
Amen.
You know, I was singing what Brother Branham, when Brother Timothy was reading that, and Brother Branham, just real quick, and I'll let you go, in Souls in Prison, he's talking about, you know, here the God called those people, he's talking about in the description of Jude, called those people out of Egypt, you know, which is the type of the world, and creeds, church doctrines, and ideas, man's ideas, and called them out of all that, you know. And but, yes, some of them believe not. After they started out, they went that far and then didn't believe it any further. And he, Brother Branham said, they didn't continue on with their message. Look at the message we've been given. Can we continue on with it? Can we continue on to be pressing on the inside, to be a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ? Can we press on that he'd have the complete preeminence of our lives? And all these great things of the message, can we continue on with it? Lord, help me to continue on and go all the way with it. Amen. May God bless you now. You're dismissed. We love you with all our hearts.